Blog Talk Radio. just
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good, help me say it. Help me say it this morning, you've been good. Help me say, help me say it this morning, you've been so good. Oh. Tell me you made a way.
God's so good to us, y'all. God is so good to us.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
truly, we want to say thank you, Lord. Yes, he's been good to us, even to be able to witness this day, knowing and realizing he's been just that good. We all, if you get under the sound of my voice, he lay down in faith, hoping, expecting to see this day. God dispatched an angel and touched you, and he did your golden moment to roll on a little while longer. So we tell him thank you this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Some, you know, he allowed them to sleep on. Oh, hallelujah. If they are in Christ, they do well. They sleeping on. Hallelujah, until that day of resurrection. But we that are here, we tell him thank you for this day. Praise the Lord for this moment, this hour. We thank you. We give him praise. We give him glory, and we give him honor. Because if it had not been for the Lord making a way for us, keeping us, carrying us, teaching us, oh, sanctifying us, cleaning us up. Oh, hallelujah, where would we be? But we acknowledge him this morning. And in acknowledging him, we encourage you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 100, number of the Psalms. Hallelujah. This is Psalms. Real short. Psalms 101-5. This is a song of praise. See, this song of praise should be considered as prophecy, even used as a prayer. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before we get started, if there is anyone has anything on their heart, if they want to tell the Lord, thank you. We hear all you have to do is push one button. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We hear. Push the one button. If not, we'll jump right on in. But we tell him collectively, all together, thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanksgiving on our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. Surely thank you of your mercy and your kindness and your grace that you've shown towards us. Father, we first want to ask you, forgive us for all sin known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for allowing us to assemble here, count it as a privilege, even a blessing that we could come together and give your name the praise, the glory, the honor that is due this day. We ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. Bless us to receive and understand what you have for us this day, Father, as we attempt to tell you, Lord, just thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Consecrate our minds, Father God. Separate us. Let us meditate on you for a moment, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless us as we will forever bless you back. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 100. 100 of the number of the song, like I said, that the song of praise. We want to concentrate on praise and invention of the Lord. It's week. Hallelujah. We've been in this thankful mode. We thank God for it. Oh, hallelujah. This is the song of praise, 100, 1-5. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. It's an exhortation to praise God and rejoice in him. God, joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, this the Lord, and my book here is all caps, meaning that we're speaking to the Creator, the power, the Father. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, all ye lands, all from India to Africa, Asia, mine, hallelujah, Australia, hallelujah, Egypt, Russia, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing should know that the Lord, he is God, and is not it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We belong to God. Hallelujah. We are his people and we are the sheep of his pasture. Oh, praise the Lord. Going back up to verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Not only should we make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the land should cry unto the Lord with praise. We should be pleased, delighted, hallelujah, glad to do it, hallelujah, grateful for the things he has brought us to and even brought us through. Hallelujah. He brought us to some things. Then he's given us strength to not only bring us to, but to carry us and help us to go through. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Glory and honor be to God. We should come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Singing. Sometimes we need to just sing to the Lord. And it's not about how you sound, but it is the sincerity of the heart that we sing unto the Lord. Make melodies in our heart to him. Lift him up. He tells us, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Even in your sorrow, lift God up. Try saying, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you heard my cry. Many and many times I sought after you, Lord. You came to my rescue. Remind yourself of the things that he have done. Then you will open yourself up to the things that he will do for you. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord sometime, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Hey, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. See, one thing about a happy heart, it's hard for sorrow to get in that heart when you lift up the Lord, no matter what you're going through. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Whether it's hardship, because you cared for me in such a special way. No matter whether it's trouble, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. We that are Christians, we not only praise him when it's good time, and even when it's bad time, we feel like we're going through. We have a glad heart. Hallelujah. We know that he will carry us through no matter how dark it looks. We know that he will and he's able. It's not a fact of can he do it. Oh, but when he will do it, for he's a sovereign God and he moves in his own time. Make a joyful, be joyful unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve him, serve him, serve him, serve him. Let the greatest among you be a servant. Hallelujah. Let us serve the Lord and be glad to serve and be happy when you can do something for the Lord, when you can show someone the same love that God showed you. Show it to someone else. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. You see, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. Praise the Lord. Know that the Lord, he is God, and he shall become, hallelujah, and shall become his worshiper. We should be a worshiper. We should be giving him thanks, giving him praise, lifting him up so he can draw. And when he draws you unto himself, Holly, he starts to give you strength for your weakness when he draws you to himself. When you're cheerful about worshiping God, great encouragement is given when we're worshiping God to do his will cheerfully. When somebody asks you to do something, do it cheerfully and watch the atmosphere in the room when you're glad to do something for the Lord. When we stray like wandering sheep, he has brought us again to his fold. We have indeed abundant cause to bless his name. Think about when he has showed you mercy, when you know for yourself you should be receiving justice. Hallelujah. You know you should be whooped for some of the things, hallelujah, that you, your own self, have done and got yourself into. But instead, God stepped in with mercy and grace. Hallelujah. This is a cause to bless his name. The matter of praise and the motive to it are very important. Know ye what God is in himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you come to know what God is even in himself and what he is to you, hallelujah, know it and consider and apply it. Hallelujah. Know it. Know it. Know that it is the Lord. He is God. He is reign. He is supreme ruler. Hey, hallelujah. He is my lifter. He is my helper. Oh, hallelujah. He is my strength for my weakness. He is a strong tower that I can run to and be saved. Hallelujah. He is my love and my lover. Hallelujah. He is the one that cares for me when nobody seems like nobody else does. God is still that. Know ye what God is in himself and what he is to you. Know it and consider it and apply it. Then you will be more close inward and serious in worshiping God. Hallelujah. This is a covenant of grace. Hallelujah. It's a covenant of grace in the scriptures and of the Old and the New Testament. We are so many rich promises. Hallelujah. To strengthen the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in the New Testament, in Hebrews, hallelujah, we are strengthened by those that's begging us to come on and run the race. Those have gone on before, hallelujah, is begging for you to come on. You can make it. And we that are strong, we help bear the infirmities of the weak. We encourage them when they feel like they're low and they can't go on. We give them encouraging words. We lift them up. When we lift God up, his love overflows and help us lift up those that are around us. We are his sheep. Praise the Lord. We are his sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And any good leader, hallelujah, is going to be reflected in the sheep. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Makes the matters of God, praises, and of his people joy. Praise the Lord. Joy is so secure that how sad soever our spirits may be when we look to ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. When you look to yourself, you wouldn't give a nickel for yourself, but God thought it was worth it. Thought you was, hallelujah, dying for, that he may lift you, that he may grab you in, hallelujah, that you may have a right to the tree of life, that you can be saved and redeemed, hallelujah, and given salvation. Yet we shall have reason to praise the Lord when we look
to his goodness and mercy and to know what he has said in his word for our comfort. Enter into his gate, verse 4, with thanksgiving, hallelujah, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord, hey, is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, hallelujah. Be thankful unto the Lord. Sometimes just tell the Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to praise you and lift you up. And, Lord, just to tell you, Lord, I love you. Sometimes it's good just to say thank you in the morning. Sometimes it's good round about noonday to tell him thank you. Sometimes it's good in the evening to say thank you, Lord, for the day that you brought me through. Thank you, Lord. And even in laying down at night, it's good to get on your knees and tell you, Lord, I thank you for what you have done this day. Lord, I thank you how you have carried me, how you have protected me, how you have blessed me to this moment that I may come in humbly submission unto you. Lord, just to say thank you. Not because I've been so good, but because of your mercy and your grace, it kept me. I mean, for whatever good that I have done, it is because of you that have touched my heart, that have blessed my heart, that have kept me. It is you that has lifted me when I couldn't lift myself. It was you. It all glory, all praise, all honor, it goes to God. So we tell him, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank, you know, we used to tell him that, you, Lord. When we assemble together, thank you, Lord. When we gather together, thank you, Lord. When we tell him, we make it personal right here. I just want to thank you, Lord. Why you want to thank him? Because he's been so good. Tell your problem. He's been so good. Speak unto that situation that you're in. He's been so good. If you need a burden lifted up, I just want to thank you. If you need, if your problems are so heavy, if you can take your hand, put them right before you like you're going to drink some water, cup them, and take those same hands and lift them to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If the load is too heavy and you can't bear it, thank you, Lord. It's just good enough and heavy enough that God can lift it up off of you. Thank you. You, Lord, with your own strength, I just want to thank you, Lord. All you have to do is be thankful and watch him work it out for you. Thank you, Lord. That's what I have for you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Well, preacher, that sounds good. but I need a little bit more help. Let me see, can we get a little help from Sister Brenda Wallace right here? Hallelujah.
I don't know how God's gonna do it.
Will. You can't do his will without his help. But hallelujah, even our best, we're filthy rags before him. So we need him every hour. So we might as well get on board and praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his mighty acts. Praise the Lord on the high sounding cymbals. Praise the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. On the high sounding cymbals. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. On the with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalter and harp. Praise him with the temple and dance. Praise him with string instruments. Hey, and organs. Praise him on the loud cymbals, the high sounding cymbals. Praise him upon, praise the Lord. Upon the high sounding cymbals, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So if you have breath this morning, you need to be telling God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for his mercy, we would have been perished out of the way. But he has given us grace. He has given us mercy. Oh, hey, we need to give him honor and just lift our hands. I don't care what you're in right now. Lift your hands and tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, I'm still here. So whatever problem need to be worked out, I can get my business straight, boy. It's too late. Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. That's the sound we need to be telling him. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Lord, I repent unto you. Lord, I'm sorry for hurting you. Lord, I'm sorry it took me so long to repent unto you. Hey, that's the sound we need to be giving God. Well, he's been good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank him collectively. And hey, when you get by yourself, you can thank him one by one. If you don't want to push the one button, that's all right. Hey, because I'm going to praise him while I have a chance. Hey, praise ye the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Psalms 100. We went to Psalms 100 in its entirety, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Then we went to Psalms, the second chapter, in the 12th verse. And then we finished up with 150 number of the Psalms. 1 through 6, and we just want to encourage your heart and tell you, thank you, Lord, and just give the Lord some thanks. Just give the Lord some praise. We give him our problems. We might as well give him our praise.
Yeah, we give some praise today.
We might as well tell him thank you.
Yeah,
oh, we give him junk all the time. We need to be giving him
come
some
on,
praise.
Man. Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
We need to be praising him.
Belly.
We need to be thanking, because if we could fix it, we would
right
have
now
already fixed it. That lets you know you can't fix it.
Thank
so you
Jesus
need the Lord. You need to be running
need
after him.
Lord.
You need to be telling thank you. Why, Lord, why the blood is still running warm in my face. I need to be telling them thank you.
Man.
I need to be telling them thank you. I don't need to be bringing them problems. I need to be telling them thank you, because if you seek first
thank
the kingdom, hallelujah, and the righteousness, hallelujah. If you try
everything
just to do right, oh, hallelujah, he'll give you strength. If you try to run after him, hey, he'll come to you. If you try, if you long for righteousness, he'll make you right. Oh, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. If you look into his word, he'll look into your heart. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, he will. He'll do it. He'll do it. Hallelujah. He'll do it. He'll do it every time. He'll do it. You're weak and you're weary. God wants to praise. Hey, he wants you to praise him, because when you praise him, you can see clearly when you praise him. When you bow down before him, humble submission, when you open your heart up to him, praise him and worship him in spirit and in truth, he'll give unto you that you need.
Yes,
to succeed. My God, he will. He'll do it. He will do it. He will do it. And you'll find yourself, you're having a little strength. You'll find yourself not falling as much as you used to fall. You'll find yourself.
Yes, you will.
Mm-hmm. getting stronger. You'll find yourself
yes,
longing
you
to
yes, you
talk
will.
To him. You'll find yourself
talk
wanting to kick
Lord.
Out to him. You'll find
yes,
yourself
you
when you look to the right and he's not there. You'll find
yes,
yourself
you
going to seek and search
yes,
after
you
him.
Will.
You'll
tell
find
it,
yourself
man.
After you have, all your time and you've been foolish. You'll find yourself empty and you need that hole filled in your life. You'll find yourself. There's none other. Nobody can feel it like God can feel it. Hallelujah. For he knows you. He made you. He created you. He knows your every cell. Hallelujah. He knows your DNA. He knows every X and Y chromosome. He knows you. He knows you in the fullness of you. He knows you before you was formed. He knew you. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you allow him. As you allow him, seek after him, he'll let you know himself, and he'll let you know you. God bless you this morning.
Yes, he will.
God bless you. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
He will.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
I praise him in my trouble. I praise him
yes,
in the hallelujah times. I praise him when it looks like midnight. I praise him every time I can think about praising him. Hallelujah. I praise him because I know if I praise him, if I bring him into my situation, he'll shine the light.
Yes.
Hey, sometimes the light reveals things that are so dark, you don't want nobody else to see. Hallelujah. But when it shines the light on you, do something about it.
Yes.
Hey, when it shines it on you, do something about it. When he lets you know, hey, I don't like that. Fix that, correct that, and when you do something about it, joy in your heart. My God, joy is in your heart. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to tell him thank you. Just want to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Just,
thank you.
And I know if I thank him enough, my heart will love him. Hallelujah. If I thank him enough, my heart will love the way it's supposed to love. If I thank him enough, hey, my feet will go where they're supposed to go. If I thank him enough, I'll love like I'm supposed to love. I'll have mercy like I'm supposed to have mercy. I'll show somebody some grace. Hallelujah. If I love enough, love with a agape love, the love of God, if I show that same love that he showed me, everything will be all right. Everything will be
all right. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just wanted to encourage you this morning. Just try to show some love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Hey, hallelujah.
Everything will be all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
God will. God will.
He will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
No, he will. Tell the Lord, he will.
Mm-hmm.
You are to tell God, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We praise him. We praise him.
Yes,
Lord. We give him the honor.
All the honor.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. You know, one thing we find real.
Scripture
says, let everything that has breath praise
everything.
You, Lord. We got this song that we play sometimes that says, if the robin can say thank you, surely you can too. If the robin can say thank you, I know we can. So we surely ought to just tell God thank you anyhow. I hear my brother say, I praise him in my troubles. I spent a long time ago. I can thank him for my troubles. My troubles brings about strength. And I just tell God, thank you. God has been so good to us. God has opened up new ways and doors that we just didn't see. Just couldn't see.
Yes, sir.
Had no way of seeing. But God has done it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we're doing it on our own. But I'm here to let you know
that
it's all about him. Not about me. Not about us. But it's all about him. I have truly enjoyed the service this morning. Got on a little late, but I got a chance to hear enough to know that it's all about him. Thank you, Jesus. No one else can say thank you.
Amen.
Brother Henry and Brother D, Brother Eric, I know we're going to tell him thank you. I'm going to tell him thank you and a half. Because he's just been good. He just been good. I didn't say anything. I just prayed. God's just good to me. You know, real sometimes he just put lights on things. He just shines like no other light can. He fixed things that you felt and thought maybe been unfixable.
All right.
God will. God will make a way.
Sir.
Out of no way. I had some problems. Didn't say anything. Just prayed on it. And a friend of mine called me. Talking to him. And he just come from nowhere. I used to manage a trucking company for him. And I shouldn't have to say it. But I'm going to say it anyway. It's a white guy. Yeah, I say that to let you know God don't have no respectable person.
Right.
He called me and we're talking, and as I was talking to him, he said, well, Carl, he said, you know, if you need something, you know your brother right here. I said, I know, bro. I said, I think I can work it out. He said, well, just let me know if you need me. And I hadn't talked to him in a while. I say that just to show you, won't God do it? If you think God won't do it, just I financially, I didn't need him, but just to know that it's there. And all that was is God letting me know that I open up doors for you. He said, I open up the floodgates of heaven and pour you out blessings that you won't have room to receive. Oh, he's so good to us. And you think, I'm not going to tell him thank you. I'm thanking him right now for what's to come. I'm thanking him right now for what's right now. I'm thanking him for what has already been. I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ask that you continue to bless. Continue to bless the servants, bless my brothers.
Amen, Jesus.
As I continue to pray for them, as they continue to pray for us, it's all
thank
in the name
God.
Of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I just want to tell God thank you. He's so good to us.
Thank
when you can say that someone is better than you, than you've been to yourself, God is truly better than us than we can be to ourselves.
That's right.
That right there is enough for me to say thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Pray for me, Rev, as I pray. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. They're being there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I told you, Rev, they should get tired of me. They should get tired of you. They should get tired of Rev Mary. Rev Mary getting all this joy. And they not getting it, but we gonna tell God thank you. We gonna tell him thank you, cause he is truly worthy to be praised. We gonna give him all the honor and glory. God is worthy. He's worthy. It's no cliche when you say God been better to me than I've been to myself. That's not a cliche, Rep. That is.
Yeah.
It can't be any truer. He hung, bled, and died for you. He's been better to you than you've been to yourself. And you won't say thank you. Oh, I'm going to tell him thank you. On the highest mountain, when you're deeper than the sea, I'm going to tell God thank you. I thank God for this program, for a line. I hear my brother say a lot. This is probably some of the only church that some people are going to even get. I tell God thank you for this church. Thank you for this service.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for keeping these brothers on the road. This is not easy to get up every morning and give the word. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But God is still in the blessing. I'm going to tell him thank you. I'm trying to stop him. I try to shut up. It's just so hard. When you look back over your life. I looked at my brother last night as he was giving his service. He couldn't stop praising God for blessing him with a son-in-law to give his daughter to. He was so thankful. I talked to him yesterday morning. He was so thankful. The Bible said he that findeth a wife finds a good thing. He was so happy to be able to give his daughter away. God is good. God is good. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we need to remind We need to be reminded of the things God have already done.
Already done.
And it gives you strength for what he will do. You know, when you're going through, you need somebody to encourage you.
Yes, encourage.
When you're going through, you need encouragement. You got enough criticism. But you
know, that's right.
To tell you that the Lord will make a way somehow. You need, when you have a heart broken by loss of a loved one, you need somebody to tell you,
yes,
I'm praying for you, praying that God will give you strength in this hour. Praying that he will wrap his loving arms around you and give you what you take care of your special needs. You need to hear in time of sorrow, you need to hear that he's hope for tomorrow. You need to hear fame, and humility. Fame and humility. Jesus came not to be famous, but to be humble and offer himself as the sacrifice for our sins. He wasn't interested in fame, but he wanted to be humble. Fame was never Jesus' goal. His purpose was simple. As the Son of God, he humbled obediently and voluntarily offered himself as the sacrifice for our sins. That's why we should pray. We should come into his court with thanksgiving. We should be thankful that he offered. He offered. Yes, sir.
Man, he offered himself.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll go. And you won't tell God, thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. That's what he did for us. That's what he did for us. That's what he did for us. Thank you, Lord. The fame and humility.
Gave his life.
Oh.
And I might have life.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, God, sir.
We thank you. We thank you. If you continue to thank you, Harley, even let's start with Calvary. Just to tell him, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Oh, hallelujah. You can have the hardest of hearts, but God can tenderize that heart.
Yes, he will.
You can be the hardest and the roughest of rough. Come here, Paul.
Yes, he will.
Thought that he was doing the right thing on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you. You're doing the right thing, but the right thing. Yay.
But the Lord.
The light came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 3 days he was blind.
Yes.
But he was set up blind.
Yes, he did.
3 days. Hallelujah. Yes, but I'm so glad. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God always makes a way out for us. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that when I'm wrong, he's right.
Yes.
I'm so glad. When I'm wrong, he's still right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I'm at the way, he's still the way. Hallelujah. When I'm fallen, he's still standing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why I need him every hour. I'm so glad I have somebody that I can run to, somebody I can trust in, somebody I can depend upon, somebody that can hold me when I'm too weak to hold myself. Somebody I can lean. I found him to be a friend. I can lean on him. I can depend on him. He's there. He's a comforter. He's a keeper. He's my shelter.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. In the time of storm, when the storm seemed to be too much, it's just right for him. I used to hear the elders say, I've learned how to depend on Jesus.
I lean
and depend on Jesus if I trust him. Hallelujah.
Oh, he will provide.
Yes,
he will provide. But I got a responsibility.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God. Let's keep you too.
Thank God.
We just want to thank God for what he has done for us. Thank you for what he's doing, what he has done, what he's doing right now. And we just want to go a step farther. We thank him in advance of what he's going to do. Because we know he's good. We know he's good. We know he's gracious. We know he's merciful. We know he can be a terrible God. Hallelujah. But he don't want to treat us that way. He want to deal with us gently. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but he hates sin. So that's why we're encouraging you, do the right thing so God don't have to whoop you. Show him your love. Show him that you love him. Go beyond lip service and make it a lifestyle that others will know by the way you live your love, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. As we pray, Father, oh, hallelujah. God, we just stop by to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you. We want to thank you for all of your goodness, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all your love, your kindness, all of your forgiveness, Father God, all of even conviction. And, oh, Father God, let us know, Father, when you talk to us, and let us know when we can't find you something we've done to grieve the Holy Spirit. You let us know, Father God, that we correct those things, that we can continue to be in fellowship with you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being with us, going with us, standing by us. Thank you, Father, for covering us, keeping us, protecting us. Oh, Father God, giving us that strength that we need to keep on making steps, the steps that you would be happy with, pleased with. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have allowed it to our hands. Thank you for each prayer request. Thank you for each praise report. Thank you for each victory. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. We know where Jesus is. There is no defeat. So we thank you for victory. Thank you for your will, your way. Hallelujah. Thank you for revealing scriptures unto us that we would know you just a little better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless us with our love, Lord. The same way you loved us, bless us that we continue to love one another. Show a world that needs to know, hallelujah, that need to know, hallelujah, that need to know that you still care. Hey, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, that needs to know. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you're still on the throne, hallelujah, that you watch us and care for your own. Thank you, Father, for choosing us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in your midst. Lord, we praise you. Continuously, we praise you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Continuously, we thank you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us and bless us with our hearts, Father, that we will love those that love you and even love those that are still trying to make you their trust. Bless them to come in before it's too late. Pray for salvation in the name of Jesus. Every heart that needs to be healing, body that needs to be healing, we claim in victory in the name of Jesus. In the name that's above every name, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Hallelujah. We love you. Bless all those, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless all them. Protect those, Father God. And maybe on the highway, protect them, Father God. And maybe going through perilous times and dangerous time. Bless them. Keep them, Father, is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you, and we love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yes.
Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know the same. The Lord, tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word, just to rest.
Thank you, Lord.
Upon his promise, just to know the same, the Lord.
Now, it didn't come easy, but I'm so glad
that I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me and will be until the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I prove him or and Jesus, Jesus. He's a precious.
Matthew 11. I must preach. Matthew 11, 2 and 3. If you have it, please let me. You know, I'll get caught up. Because I'm nothing but a praise leader anyway.
Oh, for grace to trust him more. Somebody say yeah.
Matthew 11.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him, oh, and oh.
Come here, Donnie, help me, Donnie, quick.
You are
He's the mighty God.
Help me tonight.
Told you I ain't ready for TV. Cause you may trust him. But look at somebody and tell him I need a little more grace.
He's real.